This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
I'm going to jump into foreplay a little early because no one's listening anyway.
It doesn't matter.
You can say butthole, wiener, boobs, pee-pee.
Doggy style.
Caca. Say whatever you want.
Bare assets.
Bare assets.
Booty, 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 booty rocking everywhere.
Apparently. I'm seeing this is happening to Odyssey stations nationwide. The app, the application is down. So I don't know. The only way I guess you could listen is if you were listening on an actual radio. Maybe instead of giving away, like, a chance to qualify for a weekend getaway, maybe we could give away radios. And then people could hear our program. I think that would be good.
Well, technically, you were always able to say all of those words on the app and streaming. It's only on radio, where you're actually not allowed to say those words because they transmit over publicly owned airwaves.
Do you remember when we worked at the first station we worked at together, the Mighty 1090, and they pulled the plug and then we streamed? I wanted to curse because we could have cursed. We could have done a show that really sounded like three guys sitting around in a bar.
That is technically true, yes. We could have been like the HBO.
Yes,
of
the
sports
HBO.
Talk radio.
Right. But Joe wouldn't let us. But I really wanted to. And I think now, if that happened again, I don't know.
Nudity, adult themes.
Yeah, adult themes. I think we could do it. And I would do it. I would do it now, but I wouldn't abuse it. I really wouldn't.
We would run a little warning before the show like they do on, like, the HBO shows. Like,
yeah.
This program contains graphic violence, nudity, and sexual situations. Viewer discretion, or in this case, listener discretion, is advised.
So now people are sending us screenshots of their unable to connect to the app. And we can't speak to them because they can't hear us.
Well, if it weren't for COVID, we could just invite them all right into the studio and have them come down and listen to the show in person. But I don't think we're allowed to do that either today.
No, we can't do that either. So if you can, if you can hear us, you're probably on a radio today. I asked my wife to check Alexa. She said it's not working there either. It's fun. It's awesome. And I'm trying to stay zen about it because it's really out of my control. I can't get mad about things I can't control, Ben. I do often wonder how good a show we would have if people could hear our show.
Back in the day, no one listened streaming. I mean, it was like 99% radio when streaming was first fairly new.
Yeah.
Listeners, what?
What? Oh, no.
People are going to be listening on a computer to a radio show? That's crazy. I don't know what the actual breakdown is right now, like percentage-wise.
I don't know either.
But obviously, we have listeners all over the country. I mean, we get callers. North Carolina in particular is one of our hot spots.
God, we murder it out there.
But they're clearly not listening on the radio. Our signal, not bad.
Not that great,
though. But not that good that we're going to be picked up. If you're in North Carolina right now, you could have the biggest antenna out there. Probably not going to get 97.3 The Fan.
Danny says, you're back on my computer anyway. So maybe they're working out some bugs. But like Paulie said this morning, he looked WEEI in Boston. Their app was down. Looks like the website may be working. So if you could just log in. What's our website? It is 973thefansd.com. You could stream from there, possibly, on
your
laptop.
If you're unable to get us, it doesn't matter what you're telling them right now.
Right. I'm speaking into a void.
You're speaking to people who are already listening to the show.
Right.
They don't need to know another way to listen
to
the show.
Then text all your friends.
Right. There you go.
And let them know that the website is currently working.
Send them a letter. Just, you know, write it out, put a stamp on it, send them a letter.
Then
how to listen to the show.
Too long.
Oh, you think so?
That would take
okay.
too long. Then again, who knows how long the app will be down, so it's cool. I was all fired up, too, coming in this morning, and I was like, yeah, let's get after it. And then it's like a boner killer.
Can we talk about...
boner killers? Sure.
No, well, I stopped by for a coffee on my way into work this morning at a national chain coffee place.
Okay.
I won't name which one. Green Mermaid. The
Pete's coffee. All right, yeah.
The lady who handed me my drink was very, very perky, and I am very torn about the morning 5 a.m. energy. It's very impressive to me when someone can be up and just going, here's your drink, have a great day. You know, it's like, wow, you are awake. Have you been awake for hours? Is this normal? Are you doing this, you know, just for my benefit to try to get me going in the day? But it's also a little unnerving to see someone who has that much energy at that time in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a morning person more than
We're required to have energy pretty much from the get-go. And even I am a little hesitant about it. Like, does that put people off when you have too much energy in the morning?
I don't think so. I don't think we're annoying about it. I mean, there's mornings that you're fired up. Today's not one of those mornings because our app kicked us right in the nuts as we're trying to broadcast, so that's tough. But, you can't get on here and be like, hey, morning, how are you? I'm really tired. How are you doing? I'm really tired, too. No, you got to have a little pep.
But what about in real life, like in the office? You show up, you know, whatever, 8 a.m., first thing. Do you need a little time before your colleagues are right in your face with their peppiness?
I don't know. It's been so long. It's been so long since I worked in an office. This keeps going this way. I'll be back there before I know it. So, I think people can hear us now on the website. So let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen. I forgot what I was going to do because I was spun out by the app not working. But I hope everybody had a fantastic day yesterday. Paul, you took the week off of your second gig, so that's nice.
Well, I was not supposed to be here this week.
That is true. We were supposed to be at Fantasy Camp right now. We're not there.
So I had the time off, and rather than having them rechange the schedules and move people around,
I would have done the same thing,
you know,
bro.
What? Sorry about that.
Did you get some nice relaxation, some sleep?
Yeah, I went to bed a little early last night.
I tried to go to bed early last night. I was in bed early. We got the kids down really early, and I clicked on a documentary about Suge Knight and Death Row Records, and I didn't sleep till like 10 o'clock because I was enamored and enraptured with this Suge Knight Death Row Records documentary called Last Man Standing.
Is Suge short for sugar, or is it just short for some, or is it just Suge?
That's just his nickname. His name is Marion Knight, and if your name was Marion and you looked like him, you would also have a nickname. So they called him, Sugar. He was the baby of the family, the little Sugar. And I was just enthralled with this documentary. I am borderline obsessed with Death Row Records, Biggie, Tupac. I've read books about Death Row. Anytime I see a movie about Biggie and Tupac, I watch it. City of Lies is a great one with Johnny Depp. So I hadn't seen this one yet. Again, it's called Last Man Standing, and it's about Suge and Death Row. And so my 8 o'clock
bed... Bad MF-er, man.
Dude. It's one of the scariest human beings alive. Yeah. I'll give you just a little taste. You know what he had in his office? In his office, he had a giant black fish tank. And in this giant black fish tank, do you know what he had? Piranha. And he would... I'm Suge. You come into my office. You're
like
one of my...
Bond villain.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. He was like a modern day... real, not from the movies, Bond villain.
The guy would come in his office, Shug, I'm sorry I effed up, man. And Shug would look at him, kind of tilt his head to the side, and look over at the tank. Like, I'm going to put your hand in that tank full of... He's a real-life Bond villain. Real. And it didn't stop there. It did not stop there. It went on and on and on. Like, guys would get out of prison, and they would go right to Death Row. Why? Because they knew Shug would give them a job. So you walk into Death Row Records, which, by the way, is a music hit factory churning out massive, massive hits, and artists like Dre and Snoop and all these guys. And there's 50 guys sitting in the lobby smoking weed, drinking. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. There's fist fights. There's nude women laying around. It was like Caligula. It was riveting. It's one of the best.
Did no one call the authorities?
I don't think so, Ben. Here's the interesting part. The authorities were involved. They had cops off duty, quote unquote, running security for them. So they knew what was going on down at Death Row, and they just didn't mess with them. I mean, it was insane. So, yeah, I was going to drift off, and I'm kind of scrolling through Amazon Prime or whatever, and I saw it, and I go, oh, I'll check that out. And 2 hours, two hours and 10 minutes later, I'm still wide awake watching that documentary. So, look, it's a really good watch. Paulie, that's kind of your scene, too. Oh, yeah. I think you'd really like it. It's really good. Ben, I wouldn't even
bother
to.
Probably fair enough.
Yeah. But it was really good. A lot of in-depth stuff about Tupac, too. It was good. It was really good. So that's what I did. How about you?
I had actually a very relaxing night, which is unusual for me. I took the night off at Channel 10, but we didn't do much. And even though I thought I'd get to bed early, I still ended up kind of awake until 11:30 because...
Good God.
It's hard to go to sleep early. I took
you
a nap.
Sleep in meetings.
I took
you
a nap during the day.
You my sleep during commercial breaks.
My body has adjusted that I need to sleep during the day at some point, but then I need to stay up later and get up early. So it's just weird how my clock has adjusted.
So you had a night off and you still went to bed at almost midnight.
Yeah.
It would kill me. It would kill me. Well, what did you guys do?
We had some sushi.
Delicious.
Yeah, that was about it. It really was a very quiet night. We watched some Righteous Gemstones.
That's a good show.
Which it really, if you haven't seen it, it's a HBO show. Danny McBride, John Goodman, and they play basically the mega church pastors.
It's amazing.
I'm constantly amazed. Just when you think that every outrageously outlandish, inappropriate idea has been put on television by the fine folks at and cable television like HBO, they come up with something even more outrageous and outlandish. And the episode we watched last night, in particular,
the manscaping.
This we're still on the first season.
Okay.
It was the heist episode,
okay.
And then there was a van crash involving Uncle Baby Billy, who is an unbelievable character.
Unbelievable. Walt Goggins, who is, by the way, my number one must interview on Ben and Woods, Walt Goggins. He was in The Shield. He was in Justified. He is unbelievable. He's in Righteous Gemstones. Baby Billy, Sweet Ambrosia. He is the GOAT. He's the GOAT. So Paulie Woggins is on the fantasy list.
So we watched some of that, and I was just like, I was laughing out loud, which I don't do that often when watching television, but almost just horrified and delighted. It was truly incredible.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I love Danny McBride. He's phenomenal in it. That's kind of our days. I you know, went home, had the baby, and hung out all day, and this morning, though, my little guy woke up early. He was having a nightmare, so Hannah brought him in bed, and he and I were cuddling this morning at like 4 a.m. You know how hard it is to get out of bed when your sweet, sweet little angel's like, Dada, can you stay with me? I almost did.
And you're like, someone needs to provide for this family.
Yeah, I told
And
him.
I know that it's your mother that really does that,
yeah,
but
really
I still need to go to work anyway.
Yeah, she's the breadwinner. And but I got up and came in this morning.
Should we share the big news about our show this morning with our audience?
News.
Yeah, our big national spread.
Oh!
Yeah, why don't we do that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, it really kind of ties into the theme of the day. Now, I wanted to ask you and Paul, do you have your lesson plan laid out for your 9 a.m. speaking engagement to Florida International?
I'm actually going to take a page out of your book.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to wing it is kind of my plan for today.
Paulie?
No, we weren't asked. We're not like teaching the class. We are just there to answer questions from our pal Eric.
Okay. Free-flowing conversation.
Got it. So if you missed this, Eric Adelson, who we have on once a week, is our senior NFL writer. The guy's just a great dude. He is teaching a class at Central Florida. Is that right?
Correct.
And a broadcasting class. And last time we had him on, Ben said, "Hey, why haven't you asked us to guest appear?" And he goes, "Oh, well, I guess I have some slots open." So apparently after the show, he hit up Paulie. And Paulie said, "Well, Woods won't do it, but me and Ben will." So today after the show at 9, I'm walking out the door. You two will be in here doing a speaking to a room full of students.
We will be.
And you asked him to ask you to speak. So he did. This is a little different. We were asked if we would do an interview with Barrett Sports Media, and we did. And they're great guys over there.
Yeah, I'm going to preface this by saying we know it's not the New York Times or Sports Illustrated doing a feature on us, but every industry has their own like trade publications where people who are in the industry, you know, find out more about colleagues across the country. And this website, Barrett Sports Media, is one that covers sports talk radio in the country, and I would say most sports talk hosts will spend some time perusing, seeing what's going on
in different
markets. Yeah, they do an excellent job. One of our friends, Andy Mazur, who used to call Padres games, is one of their writers.
Mm-hmm. They write a lot about the industry itself, and you know, listen, if you listen to sports radio, you probably are pretty interested in it. So they put out a feature on us. We'll retweet it as soon as we see it on Twitter. I read it this morning. It turned out really good. They're using an old picture of us and Hammer still in it and our buddy Jack's in it and from the Christmas extravaganza a couple years back. But I thought it turned out pretty well, but I'm really excited to hear your lesson tomorrow from your
appearance. Well, I just got the Zoom link from Eric. Oh. Professor Adelson has sent the link for our 9 o'clock. It's interesting. It's a noon class. That's
right.
A weird time. Have class.
Great
what did you
to
say?
Have class.
Really?
No, that's where all my classes were at noon.
That's when your first classes were.
Yes.
Because you didn't do an actual morning class.
No. It's weird that I ended up working mornings because I never got up before noon.
I had many a semester in which I never had a class that started after 10 or 11 a.m.
That's amazing.
I was done before noon.
Start school before 9.
Oh, God, no.
I had 9. I remember Monday, Wednesday, Friday, my first semester at San Diego State, I had a 9 to 9:50. I had a 10 to 10:50, and then I didn't have I had a big break until, I think it was 1 to 1:50 or maybe even 2 to 2:50. I'm pretty sure it was 1 o'clock. Ask me how many times I went to that
class.
Yeah,
never. You just I'm done for the day.
I'm going to walk all the way back to my dorm, have lunch, whatever. I'm not walking all the way back across campus.
No chance. No freaking chance. I miss those days of no responsibility, but those days are long gone.
It's funny because that doesn't really prepare you for real life. You can't like a job like this. You can't just say like three of the days of the week. I'm just not coming in today. I'm just not going. You're not going to last very long in the real world if you don't show up on a consistent basis.
It's true. And it is weird that I was so inconsistent in college and am consistent in work these days. It's very, very strange. But, you know, you find something you like to do. You love to do, and you do it. So, yes, it was exciting to see that article come out this morning. And again, I always happy to help when someone asks us.
It's one of those things
Eric
that
Adelson.
Well, we asked him to ask us
when I first got into the business. Well, I mean, it would be the idea no one's ever going to write anything about me. Now it's actually happening, and of course, I read it, and I'm like, cringing a little bit. It's hard to read about yourself.
It is hard. It's a weird feeling, but I hope you guys like it.
All right, we'll get started. Got some new Padres Baseball American news to share coming out.
A lot of panic.
Calm down, everybody. 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.